their body. It's going to promote healing in their body. But then it says envy. Envy actually rots the bones. Jealousy, take it to another level, where bitterness, jealousy, hatred, all of those things, it rots the bones. So it actually causes health issues. People sometimes have health issues because they've allowed bitterness to get in their heart. They've allowed envy and jealousy or dissension to get in their heart. So we've got to be content with what God's given to us and be content with where we're at. Yes, we can strive for more, strive to be better, strive to obtain certain things in our life, but don't allow that thing to get in the way of godly character in your life. Make sure that you're walking with a heart of love and not envy or jealousy. The next one is love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up. So it's not boastful and it's not puffed up. It's not proud. And of course, we know that you know, anything that has to do with being boastful, anything that has to do with being proud is very self-seeking. It's very much about self. It's, you don't even have to say anything to be boastful. You could probably go to the gym and find some boastful people. You know, they're like, looking at themselves in the mirror. They're very happy with what they see, you know, and they're showing their muscles or, you know, the selfies in the mirror. You know, I was listening to this funny thing the other day. They were like, it was a comedian, and he was like, you know, all of our grandparents' pictures had like a story, and it was like so meaningful. Like, this is my great grandpa Harry, and this is his picture with Charles Lindbergh before he flew around the world, you know, things like that. And it's like, oh, this was their first house. They paid $10,000 for it. But in those days, that would have been like $80,000. You know, these stories that mean something. And then if you look at today's generation, think about it. Think of the pictures that we see. This is, if their grandparents someday, and they're saying to their grandkids, oh, this was your grandma in her bathroom taking a picture of herself. This was her spaghetti that she ate for dinner one day. This was her dog and their six puppies. Like, their stories like don't have like any mean. It's just like really about, here's my chocolate, here's my my Bible study today. But did you really study, or is it just a persona? You know what I'm saying? And it's like this image that we can have, or these things that we can have sometimes, to throw an image out to the world that this is what we look like, but is it really going on in our life? Does it really go very deep? Are we being shallow, or are we being boastful instead of being humble and loving? And of course, being proud and puffed up means to inflate. It means to swell up. And of course, you know, like peacocks, how they fan their... Brian can do a really good peacock sound. I won't make you do it, but... if you catch him on the side after service, have him do a peacock call for you. He like is impressive. But peacocks will fan their feathers out, and they'll, you know, they look very beautiful. But it's the same type of thing. Are we fanning ourselves out? Are we boasting on ourselves? Are we boasting in what we can do and our abilities and look at me? Or are we okay when someone else gets the credit for something we might have done? You see, all of these things sound really good until it touches a nerve with us. Until someone else gets the credit that we were supposed to get, and now all one another. But this is a lifelong thing. You know, this is something that we've got to strive for all the time, consistently in our life. But this is what makes us look like Christ. This is how people know that we are his disciples, is because we love one another and we have the love of Christ living in us. So it should truly be our foundation of what we build our life. We build our life on Christ, but Christ is love. God is love. And of course, like I said this morning, in theory, we're all like, yes, amen. But then when push comes to shove, that's when we got to apply it. That's when we got to be the peacemakers. We got to make that peace. We got to do the hard things sometimes. We have to do what may not come natural, and it may be a little difficult at times, and we may have to look beyond what we're seeing. We may have to look beyond the hardness of a heart. We may have to look beyond what's going on in the natural and be able to look at it through the eyes of Christ. Amen. Amen. Let's go ahead and bow our heads. Father, give us a heart to love, I pray. Lord, that you would reveal to us the height, the depth, the width, the breadth of your love. Lord, that we would know you better so that we are in a place where we're able to work those things out of our lives, that we are able to work out fear, our salvation with fear and trembling. Lord, that we would look like you, that we would become instruments, vessels of your glory, Father, that it would be all glory to you. But Father, that we know that we are impacting people's lives because you first loved us, so therefore we can love others. I pray, Father, even tonight, if there is one person here, Father, that has any kind of unforgiveness in their heart, whether towards themselves or towards others, that, Father, that that's released tonight. That tonight, that's it. It's the last moment. That it's a release, and I'm not looking back from this day forward. I am moving forward with what God has for me. I choose to release that person. I choose to be a peacemaker. I choose to do what God has given me to do, to have purpose in my life. I'm not gonna be held back by the enemy's tactics and schemes to keep me in a place of unforgiveness and stagnation in my life, because I want everything that he has for me. Now, if you're here this evening and you have not received the love of Christ into your life and you haven't known Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then I want to give you that opportunity to know God and to know Christ, that he washes everything away, that he makes you completely clean. He gives you a new heart and he writes his laws upon your heart. He gives us a heart of flesh, takes out that heart of stone, and gives us the Holy Spirit in our lives, his spirit, his very spirit, to live in us, to lead us and guide us. And if you've never asked Jesus Christ to be the Lord of your life, if you've never accepted that sacrifice that he did for you, then I'm just going to ask you one question tonight. Would you give your heart and life to Christ? Would you give your life to him? And if that's a yes today, would you just slip up your hand and allow me to pray with you? I see that hand. Anyone else? Anyone else? I'm going to give my life to Jesus Christ. Praise God. Praise the Lord.